The following is provided for general information and education purposes. Please do not apply any of the advice given without first consulting your financial planner or tax professional to make sure it's right for you and your financial situation.
Welcome to Financially Sound. This is not a class. This show is teaching you the secrets employed by many financial advisors for their wealthy clients. My name is Shannon Ryan. I'm a certified financial planner, and I've been helping people like you find their financial peace of mind for 23 years. Most of the people talking about money today on TV, radio, and in blogs have never sat across the table from a real person with real financial issues. Life is messy and emotional, and what works in textbooks doesn't always work in the real world. We all have made money mistakes. It's time to stop with the guilt and judging yourself for lack of financial knowledge or planning, and it's time to get real and financially sound. Every day, I meet people seeking something. Sometimes it's wealth or financial security or freedom, or to achieve a goal, a dream of retirement, buying a home, or sending their kids to college. But ultimately, what they truly want is money happiness. They want to use their money in a way that brings them joy, not guilt, into their lives every single day. Couple questions to ask yourself when it comes to financial happiness. What is your relationship to money? Do you see opportunities and possibilities with your money, or do you fear it? Are you concerned? Are you sure that you'll never work out the way you want it to work out? How you think about your money ultimately will drive your decisions. Your decisions will take you to where you will be financially long term. My mom called me this week, and she is retired. She's in her early 70s, and she shared with me that she was thinking about going back to work, and she was debating whether she wanted to do it. I have watched my mom work very hard her entire life. She has provided for us children. She's worked every day, and she's finally retired. And within a year of full retirement, she's already debating whether she needs to go back and earn an income. I took a moment and a deep breath, because it was my mom, and said, "Does that make you happy? Why are you going back to work? Financially, you don't need to." And her answer was one that I think that a lot of us do when we're seeking. She said, "I need to do something. I have so much energy and so much life in front of me. I want to be useful." And historically, for her, being useful has been earning a living. So she was seeking. Was she seeking money? No, but that's all she knew historically. So defined by society and defined by her experiences, being useful was going back to work to earn money, even if it was part-time. And I asked her a question that I ask all of my clients is, "Mom, what is going to make you truly happy now? You're at a point in your life where you have financial choices. You don't have to work if you don't want to work. So what could you do day in and day out that'll make you happy? Because if that's the road you take, ultimately you will have financial happiness." And what you'd be surprised to know is this applies to those living paycheck to paycheck as well. I know with my mom, she's retired and she has some financial independence to make these choices. But even while we're working and earning a living, and we're not quite to financial independence, most of us have more resources than we're aware of, meaning that if we slowed down and we made great decisions on a discretionary money on a monthly basis, we would have a higher level of financial happiness. But why don't we do this? Why don't we align our money with our happiness? Here's why. Your relationship with money. I find that when money and emotions are in the driver's seat, it's not you. People covet money, and they also tend to fear it. They think it's mysterious and something to avoid, or it's a corruptor. We don't realize how much our money decisions, which can vary from situation to situation, affect our lives. Before you can truly find your money happiness, you need to understand and frequently fix your relationship with money. Money happiness means owning your financial power, which feels so good and changes your experience in life. It's well worth getting financially real and doing the work to find your financial money happiness. How does financial happiness or money happiness change your life? Well, I've shared with you on how to find it, but today I'd like to focus on some of the benefits that you'll experience once you actually reclaim your money power. Benefit one, live guilt-free. The two big money emotions I find people carrying deep inside of them revolve around guilt and fear. They make us spend too much or too little, second-guessing every question, feeling ashamed about things we want, or have and rob us of our money confidence. The good news? Once you find your money happiness, your guilt and fear significantly diminish because you've given your money purpose and make value-based decisions. You now make confident decisions with your money without concern about keeping up or pleasing others. You live your life on your own terms, guilt-free. The second benefit is you feel joy, not envy, when others succeed. This is something that most of us don't like to admit, but we occasionally get pangs of jealousy or envy when others succeed. We may even be genuinely happy for them and still find ourselves constantly wondering, why them? Why not me? Or when will it be my turn? We have been highly conditioned as a society to compete with one another, even when there's no actual competition between us. This is something I work with actively with myself and my daughters to address because these emotions are incredibly powerful and prevent us from appreciating our own achievements. It fuels those desires to keep up and puts our emotions back in the driver's seat. When I hear that little edgy, jealous creep into my daughter's voice or into their heads, I immediately stop that train of thought on its tracks and try to turn it towards gratitude, to recognize and appreciate our many blessings, and to give thanks for our friends' blessings too. This helps us stop comparing our worth against others. It takes time to train your brain to recognize the signals and to do the gratitude reframe. It's worth the effort. Envy and jealousy are just big blockers of joy and happiness. So you have to find a way to address them and to get them under control. Benefit number three of finding money happiness is seeing opportunities and possibilities. Once you feel in control of your money and you're able to make confident, value-based decisions, you will also notice the world seems bigger. There are more opportunities all around you, just waiting for you to grab them. It doesn't mean every opportunity is right for you, but now you're in the right mindset to assess and to take advantage of the ones that do. This is a huge mindset shift. It can bring so much positive change to your life, and not just in your attitude, but in the possibilities that you see. Most tend to live small, and I don't mean how much you spend. And our money happiness allows us to think big. Most importantly, we go from dreaming about a better life to taking the actions necessary to make it a reality. The fourth benefit is that you bounce back faster from setbacks. Beyond our increasing ability to see opportunities and possibilities, we also have a stronger coping skills when things go wrong. Money happiness won't guarantee every day will be sunshine and roses, but it does help you power through setbacks, which we all have, not to get stuck and unable to move forward. I see this frequently when people have failed, or at least they have in their own mind, and they can't move past it. They spend so much time beating themselves up over a failure or a mistake. Happy people step back, assess the situation, they look for the lesson, and they move on. They don't let the setback, such as debt, be their story. Benefit number five, stronger, more supportive relationships. Money is often cited as the number one factor behind divorce. This doesn't shock me, unfortunately. A lack of money transparency and shared goals are two common problems in many relationships. Fortunately, part of the process of finding your money happiness addresses those two issues and helps you resolve them. because now you have a strong handle on your money and your emotions and how they influence you and your actions, and your relationships will start to change. You will stop unconsciously competing with others, so their success no longer makes you question your own worth. You won't stress over whether or not others approve of how you use your money, because you spend your money in alignment with your values and your goals. You become a better spouse, a better family member, friend, coworker, and parent because you were in balance. Benefit number 6, you experience better health. While being happy won't miraculously cure you of all your ailments or stave off illness, you should experience better health. Why? Because when we're happier, we tend to take better care of ourselves. We exercise regularly, we eat healthier, and we get enough sleep. We don't skip annual checkups, which can detect any problems early and improves the odds of recovery. Additionally, our ability to handle stress is higher. We don't have to fall prey to old temptations like overeating or overspending to alleviate pressure. Benefit number 7, a higher overall general contentment. Most of the time, when you see me, I have a big smile on my face. I'm a genuinely happy person. It doesn't mean that I don't have bad days or problems, but my normal mode is happiness. My life is busy and chaotic, and I love every minute of it. Why? Because I'm confident that I am spending both my time and my money on the things that truly matter to me. My life fulfills me. There are still opportunities and things I want to achieve, and my money happiness helps me feel confident in my ability to create an ideal life. Money happiness doesn't happen overnight, but you can take immediate steps to put you on the path to reclaim your financial power and to use your money with joy. Money happiness will change your perspective and help you truly live the life you've always wanted for you and for your family. Tune out the noise, gain a longer-term perspective. You are listening to Financially Sound. If you would like your questions answered on the show, please send them to soundofmoney@outlook.com and follow us on Twitter at Sound of Money Radio.
The following is provided for general information and educational purposes. Please do not apply any of the advice given without first consulting your financial planner or tax professional to make sure it's right for you and your financial situation.